It was the summer of 1969. Man walked on the moon, and Muhammad Ali was convicted for dodging the draft. The Manson murders shocked the nation, while Woodstock redefined free love. And in New York, the Harlem Cultural Festival was a watershed that should have been. In fact, the festival itself was branded as Black Woodstock. Six successive Sundays of R&B and gospel music that took over Harlem's Mount Morris Park, attracting a remarkable lineup of artists and more than 300,000 attendees. Yet hardly anyone who wasn't associated with the event has even heard of it. And what's more amazing than the music at the Harlem Cultural Festival is the fact that it was professionally filmed, and that the resulting film went mostly unseen for 50 years. A new documentary called Summer of Soul, which comes with the parenthetical subtitle Or When the Revolution Could Not Be Televised, is setting the historical record straight. Using that electric footage recorded back in 69 under the supervision of veteran TV producer Hal Tolchin, director Amir Questlove Thompson doesn't have to do much heavy lifting when he's working with a lineup like this. Nina Simone, Sly and the Family Stone, Stevie Wonder, B.B. King, Gladys Knight, the Staple Singers, the Fifth Dimension, David Ruffin, and more. The footage of their performances is interspersed with archival material and contemporary talking heads that provide useful context for the socio-political upheaval in Harlem at the time. We learn how memories of the 1964 race riots hung over the cultural festival, how former nightclub singer and professional elbow rubber Tony Lawrence organized the event, how Mayor John Lindsay, a white conservative who would later defect to the Democratic Party, was welcomed with open arms by the city's black community, how the Apollo 11 mission coincided with the festival, and how most of the attendees responded with a shrug. But back to the performances, because they're the selling point of Summer of Soul, and some of the movie's individual musical moments are amongst the best I've seen in any concert film. I particularly enjoyed seeing the vocal quartet Fifth Dimension bringing gospel inflections to crowd-pleasing pop. We also get a 19-year-old Stevie Wonder, shortly before he'd produce a string of sonically adventurous albums, jumping behind a drum kit and a keyboard and making them his own, and Nina Simone performing To Be Young, Gifted, and Black for a crowd for the very first time. The most chill-inducing moment occurs when gospel legend Mahalia Jackson takes the stage, apparently under the weather but not showing it. She invites a young Mavis Staples to take the lead on Take My Hand, Precious Lord, which Jackson had sung at Martin Luther King's funeral, and the synthesis of their voices and the intensity of their emotions represent everything the Harlem Cultural Festival was about. Summer of Soul also gathers people who are there, and not only do they recall the harmony and spirit of those six glorious Sundays, they're shown video footage of the festival for the first time. Folks who were children dragged along to the park by their parents, or teenagers sneaking away from home for a brief burst of freedom, or musicians who experienced the fellowship of the festival from the stage, they're all able to relive those faded memories through the work of Hal Tolchin's crew. Summer of Soul could comfortably occupy a double bill with the recent Amazing Grace, which finally put finishing touches on a long-abandoned Aretha Franklin concert, as both are time capsules of musical moments that were in danger of being forgotten. In that sense, this isn't so much a documentary as a rescue mission, and a successful one at that. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Nathan Weinbender.